Hello, this is Bob Kruger with Thought for Food for November of 2018. This program is heard on the third Wednesday of the month at 4 p.m. and repeated on the third Saturday of the month at 3 p.m. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Hopefully it'll be of interest to everyone. November seemed to be a very busy month. On the 4th, we turned our clocks back and ended daylight saving time. The 6th was Election Day. The United States Marine Corps celebrated their birthday on the 10th, and the next day, the 11th, we observed Veterans Day, when we honor all who have worn the uniform of some branch of our military services. This year, Thanksgiving Day will be on the 22nd, and I have a birthday on the 29th. As an indication of much health-related information available are the September and October issues of Consumer Reports magazine with headlines, Eat Yourself Healthy and What's in Your Meat. The president and CEO of Consumer Reports stated in the September issue, "It seems that more and more these days the dangers we face as consumers are playing out in ways we can't physically see. From online threats to our personal data to what's the rise of smart household products means for our privacy. So it's no surprise that one of the major topics on consumers' minds today is the integrity of our food system, another part of daily life that can be difficult for us to assess on our own." She further states, "As we beep up our food coverage, we're starting with the power of decision-making. Smart choices hold the promise to improve our quality of life across the board by lowering our risk of chronic illnesses, strengthening our hearts, and slowing cognitive decline as we age. Yet many of us still shy away from packing our plates with the best ingredients. Ultimately, being well is all about making smart choices, whether in the produce aisle or in the doctor's office. As stated before, most American homes have not decided what they will have for dinner by 4 o'clock that afternoon. Singles, families, empty nesters, couples, working moms, and millennials are looking for easier ways to get dinner on the table. And whether you are trying to save time or add some variety to your menu, meal kits may be the answer. Triangle Grocers are working to fill the void. Unlike the ones delivered to your door, these meals can be picked up from a store or for the most part without being ordered in advance and are more affordable. Some of them are easier to get on the table than others. Many come with some prepared items along with raw ingredients that need cooking. They also range from simple fare to more elevated dishes that you might order in a restaurant. Meal kits are now $2.5 billion, that's with a B, dollar business and growing," said Bob Golden, a partner at Tentelect, a Chicago consulting firm. He says it's hard to know how well meal kits are selling in grocery stores, but he says they need to get into the game because meal kit delivery companies are another threat to their business. They're doing it defensively because they see the dollars going elsewhere," he said. In the triangle, several grocers are now in the game, including Fresh Market, Publix, and Lowe's Food. Lowe's Foods provides ready-set supper meal kits built for two. The meals cater to foodies looking for a restaurant experience at home, with entrees showcasing local flavors from Southern chefs. The chefs behind include North Carolina's Vivian Howard, owner of Chef and the Farmer in Kinston, Kelly Dillon Davis, the director of Lowe's Brand Insights and Outreach, said to expect more variety in the future. "While we do not currently have a chef from the Triangle area, we are actively recruiting chefs from the Carolinas," Davis said. "We have partnered with two chef-owned restaurants in Winston-Salem, Meridian and Sweet Potatoes, and have recipes in process from South Carolina. Fresh Market offers the biggest variety of meal kits that were tested. These meals pack a lot of bang for the buck with minimum effort needed to get dinner on the table. The Little Big Meal is designed for a family of four and comes with quick and tasty options for $20. The meal is sold for a week, then the next one is available for purchase. The items for the Little Big Meal are all located in one area in the store with a list of items that would go with the kit and a brown bag to put them in. A meal normally comes in several choices of protein sauces and sides, so you can eat a variety of meals twice in the same week. While sometimes the vegetables can be a little chunky, a little dicing here and there gets the meal on the table fast. Some of the most popular are the burgers, stir-fry, and fajitas. For example, a fajitas meal comes with a choice of chicken strips, shrimp, sirloin steak, along with a choice of sauce, tortillas, shredded cheese, sour cream, a veggie kit, and a pound of prepared side, either Texas caviar or elote corn salad. Other little big meals include burgers, lettuce wraps, and this summer even a crab cake dinner. The little big meal by far offers the most economical and quick meal at $20 for a family of four. Greater variety of one meal, allowing you to have the same entree in a different way by changing the protein, sauces, and sometimes the side. It's a great way to introduce your family to something new. Also, more than other meal kits, this one is easy to recreate. The kit often introduces you to a new product, such as a simmering taco sauce that you purchase separately and add to your pantry shelf for another time. You season it yourself. You also often have enough extra sauce or ingredients for another meal. Unfortunately, Fresh Market offers only one little big meal a week. Fresh Market also sells a variety of eight market meal kits, which are more like a restaurant meal than homemade. The meals feature everything for a meal for two in a box, including ingredients, seasoning, and even oils. The costs range from $14.99 to $16.99. The entrees with chicken are on the cheaper side, and those with shrimp and beef are pricier. Some of the meals include Korean beef stir-fry, Thai coconut chicken with rice and fresh vegetables, and ginger glazed salmon. For example, the ginger glazed salmon contains two salmon fillets, buttery mashed potatoes, asparagus, and a ginger sauce made from garlic, ginger, soy sauce, and spices. Public Stores offers a variety of apron meal kits in the store's meat department. The kits are designed for two and include pork tenderloin with apple compote and mild rice, Southwestern-style chicken with orzo toasted corn, peppers and black beans, and harissa chicken with asparagus, diced apricots, slivered almonds, and basmati rice. These kits sell for $14.99, but can often be found on sale for $12.99. For families, Publix offers several slow cooker meals, including Mojo Taco, chicken dumplings, and pork carnitas. These are the ultimate in convenience meals. Slow cooker entrees range from $18 to $25 and take from 4 to 8 hours to cook. It would seem to me that trying one of these meal kits would give us some new ideas of how we might prepare some of our foods in a different way. It seems there's always a new idea or a product available. This raises several questions. How does it work? Will it improve my situation? Can I afford it? Is it worth the cost? Chapel Hill food writer and teacher Sherry Castle tends to shy away from trendy, bulky kitchen toys. She often spends her time developing recipes that can be recreated by home cooks. And when the deadline approaches for a cookbook or other publication, she relies on her quality pots and pans and technical skills, not wanting to waste her time with magical implements that promise to eliminate the drudgery of cooking. Then came the Instant Pot. This popular appliance and other multi-cookers can cook food under low or high pressure, in slow cook or sauté mode, and can, dare I say, magically take dried beans from bag to dinner table in under an hour. Depending on the make and model, it can also produce tangy yogurt or foolproof cream fraiche while you're at work or asleep. I was a latecomer because I didn't think I needed one, but there are some things it can do that just blow me away, says Castle, whose mastery of multi-cooker cooking is on display in Instantly Southern, a new collection of 85 recipes published by Clarkson Potter. I'll never cook poached or hard-boiled eggs on the stovetop again. Miss Castle counters naysayers who dismiss modular cookers as trendy gadgets by defending their innovations and ability to support so many different cooking techniques. They also consider safer than the old stovetop pressure cookers whose miscue became the stuff of many family legends. We all grew up hearing stories about grandma's pressure cooker blow-up, Castle said. Multi cookers represent a new generation of countertop appliances. It's not a gadget. It's a great addition to a well-equipped kitchen and a godsend to people with practically no kitchen at all. Whether one cooks in a spacious kitchen, a dormitory, or the cab of a long-haul truck, Castle believes that multi-cookers of various sizes and settings empower anyone with a single electrical outlet, a few pantry items, and some fresh ingredients to prepare healthful, satisfying food. It doesn't replace cooking, but I believe they can be very useful to people, says Ms. Castle, who credits Cooking in an Instant by New York Times food writer Melissa Clark for helping to legitimize multi-cookers as a valid kitchen resource. Castle made space for three multi-cookers in her kitchen by relocating her slow cooker and other large, less-used devices to the attic. That's down from the six she owned during the intense two-month period in which she wrote the book and tested recipes earlier this year. She urges anyone planning to buy a multi-cooker to choose one with high and low pressure settings at minimum and a sauté function that can be set at different heat levels. A yogurt function is essential if you want to try Castle's recipe for cottage cheese. And when she tested two different ways to cook greens, she discovered that the two-minute blast at low pressure kept her young greens bright, pliant, and just tender enough without overly shrinking the volume. I literally clapped my hands with delight the first time I made them and lifted the lid to see how they turned out, Castle recalled with a laugh. Greens typically are cooked long and slow. For me, it was a complete game changer, she said. While I do less cooking than I used to, I would like to see one of these multi-cookers in action. We still use the old-fashioned pressure cooker. It's great for green beans and collards. Just when you think you've heard everything, along comes a story like this. In late October, a man walked into a Greenville, North Carolina sub dog restaurant and ordered two glasses of water. He had a few sips and left $10,000 in cash on the table with a note that said, "Thanks for the delicious water." The sub dog's owner, Brett Olivio, told the News and Observer in an interview, "This was no ordinary generous customer. End up being a YouTube star, Mr. Beast," Olivio said. They filmed the server's reaction as she picked up the money. Crazy. Subdogs in downtown Greenville is a favorite among residents and East Carolina University students and its share of large tips, but nothing like this. "That's the biggest ever," he said. "Second closest was $500. Good people are still doing good things in these days," Mr. Beast said, according to Olivero. The server who gave Mr. Beast the water was ECU student Elena Custer. She kept a portion of the tip but wanted to split it with the rest of the staff, Olivio said. "I literally didn't think it was real," Custer told the News and Observer in an interview. "I picked it up and it was the biggest stack of $100 bills. I was shaking and just kept asking Brett, 'What is this?' I thought someone was playing a joke on me." Custer said that when Mr. Beast left his table, there were two men at another table just kind of watching my reaction and filming. "I was so in shock, I didn't even realize he was filming until after." After delivering the water to the tables, Custer said she gave Mr. Beast and another man who was sitting with a moment to look at the menus. When she returned, they were gone, leaving the cash and the note on a napkin in silver marker. "I tried to start counting, but I was shaking too bad, and it was way too much to count," she said. And when Custer went to serve a second table with two men who had a camera, she said she asked if they knew what was going on with the generous tip. And she said the men told her to subscribe to Mr. Beast's YouTube channel. "They just told you about their YouTube channel, and they were growing around blessing servers days," she said. Then Mr. Beast and other men returned to rejoin the crew, and Custer said she hugged them all. "I was so blessed to have the money," she said. "I mean, most of us that work at Sub Dogs are broke college kids, and that's going to help me out so much. We got it all to split it up, which helps a lot of people. Sub Dogs has two locations, its flagship in Greenville near ECU's campus and its newer location on Franklin Street in Chapel Hill near UNC. Mr. Beast is a North Carolina YouTuber named Jimmy, who's more than 8.8 million subscribers, who have done multiple videos feature large donations. Of the many food delivery systems available, add another one. Go ahead and scratch off the list of reasons to leave the house. Krispy Kreme now delivers. The donut giant based in Winston-Salem has started delivery orders from some of its North Carolina locations, including five in the Triangle. The local shops that deliver include the flagship store on Person Street in Raleigh, plus Durham, Wake Forest, Knightdale, and Fuquay-Varina. Other major cities getting door-to-door Krispy Kreme are Greensboro, Greenville, Fayetteville, and Rocky Mount. Absent from this first roll call is the Charlotte area. Now for delivery options are slim, with only donuts by the dozen, boxes of coffee, and bottled drinks available. There's a minimum order of $7.99 to qualify for delivery. A dozen donuts is $8.99. A delivery charge of $5 is tacked on for the convenience, but it is raved on orders over $25. The price of delivery may include the neon sign promise of hot and ready donuts, with a test estimated at least 10 minutes to arrive. Delivery is limited to roughly 5 miles from most stores, and orders must be placed online, but the company says it will soon take them via an app as well. Food delivery is a growing market nationwide and is already crowded in the Triangle. Whole Food shoppers can get groceries delivered in Raleigh if they're Amazon Prime members. Uber Eats, 919 Dine, Postmates, and Takeout Central deliver food from local restaurants, and the Israeli company Flytrex is testing food delivery drones in Holly Springs. What'll be next? It seems that everyone wants to get into the act, the home delivery, that is. Following in the footsteps of Food Lion and Whole Foods, retail and supermarket giant Walmart officially expanded its grocery home delivery service in mid-October to 10 stores in the Raleigh area, including stores in Wake Forest and Zebulon. Walmart, like Harris Teeter, Food Lion, and other grocery stores, already offers online shopping with curbside pickup. But home delivery is a service more in demand, and more grocery chains are adding the option for a price. Here's how Walmart's new delivery service works. Pick out your groceries online at walmart.com/grocery or through the Walmart Grocery mobile app. You'll sign in and enter your zip code so that the appropriate store is selected. And when you check out, select the time you want the groceries delivered. Same-day delivery is available, and groceries will be delivered within a one-hour window of the time you request. You can get your first order, a minimum of $50, delivered free, delivered fresh with the promo code FRESH-CAR. Amazon Prime already offers free home delivery service in Raleigh, with groceries coming from Whole Foods. Harris Teeter offers home grocery delivery in some markets, but not yet in Raleigh. Food Lion also offers home delivery. But I'm not ready for home delivery. I want to check the crispness of the celery, the color of the fresh fruit, and any off odors I might detect. Wegmans is coming to Wake Forest. The popular grocery retailer plans to build a store at North Carolina 98 bypass between Capitol Boulevard and Siena Drive in Wake Forest. Wegmans announced in a news release in late October. They have signed a purchase agreement for the property and are seeking municipal approvals to build an anchor store as part of a larger mixed-use development by the real estate firm Stiles Corporation, the release said. Rochester-based Wegmans is in the middle of a large expansion into the North Carolina market. The chain, which is steadily expanding down the East Coast, has already announced plans to build stores in Chapel Hill, Raleigh, and two in Cary. In recent weeks, the company said it had downsized plans for one of its Cary stores. Construction of a new Wegmans on US 15501 is coming, but the grocery store could be smaller than anticipated. The $30 million project will replace the now vacant 14.7-acre Performance Auto Mall between the highway and Old Durham Road. Demolition is underway, and a spring or summer of 2020 opening is anticipated. Although Chapel Hill Town Council approved a 130-square-foot store, the developer recently got town staff approval to build 99,000 square feet instead. The change reflects a new direction for Wegmans that meets the changing market demands. "They've done this to all their stores," said Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger. "They found a better way to have less square footage, so less heating and cooling costs, and still offer the same amount of inventory. The smaller Chapel Hill store did not need town council approval, but the council is required to vote on projects that want to increase their permitted square footage by 5% or more." I want to share an interesting article that appeared in the Wall Street Journal. It was written by B. Wilson under the title Table Talk. She begins, "I found myself dreaming of potato lackeys shaped like waffles as served as Friedman's in Los Angeles. In August, Friedman's and its lackeys were featured in Bon Appetit magazine's list of the 10 hottest restaurants in America. Jonah Friedman, who co-owns the restaurant with his sister Amanda and Nicholas Papadotis, has said that the aim was to recreate the classic Jewish deli, complete with pickles, Reuben sandwiches, and brisket, but to make everything younger and cooler. Mr. Friedman set out to re-engineer the potato lackeys he grew up with. He knew he couldn't achieve the texture he wanted with the traditional patties of shredded potato and onion greasily fried in a cast iron skillet. He told me that he figured out it was going to take 5 separate processes, bake, shred, waffle, freeze, and fry, to get a latke that was truly crisp in the middle and soft on the outside, crisp on the outside and soft on the inside. In stage one, the potatoes are baked whole in the oven. Stage two is to shred the potato flesh and mix it with onion powder. Next, Mr. Friedman browns the mix very, very lightly in a deep Belgian waffle iron. Then he freezes the waffles before deep frying them in canola oil. A finished latke, he said, has extra crispy exterior and inside as soft as a semi-baked molten chocolate cake. Friedman's extraordinary latkes, which I've yet to taste, alas, point to a key failing of our food culture. We're too hung up on ingredients and not interested enough in technique. We obsess about the nutritional benefits of this or that superfood and not talk enough about the difference that cooking methods can make. She continues, "There is a special magic to a recipe that takes something familiar and gives it fresh life by using a different or gadget or tool. I often think the moment that I first ate a sweetly roasted beet and realized that this purple vegetable could be something to enjoy rather than something you were forced to eat up by a parent. Change the cooking method and you completely change the food itself, the texture, the nutritional qualities, and most of all, whether we actually want to eat it. Changing cooking technique has turned a neglected but nutritious ingredient into something hip and fresh. A decade ago, cauliflower's reputation was drab. It was a boring, watery side dish like broccoli's anemic cousin. It took a piece of brilliant lateral thinking from Chef Dan Barber of Blue Hill Restaurant in New York to show us that a piece of cauliflower could become a delicious vegetable steak if you cut it into generous slabs and roasted it in a deep umami brown. A series of chefs took the idea even further by roasting a whole cauliflower in the oven, basting in butter, and then slicing it like a haunch of roast beef. Changing the utensil can also make a difference in whether you cook something or not, which is no small matter. A great kitchen tool isn't necessarily one that makes the most delicious food. I have a fancy sous vide machine gathering dust in the back of a cupboard, but the one in use enables us to combine cooking and busy lives. I'm happy to be among the throng of Instant Pot evangelists who look on this multifunctional cooker almost like a member of the family because it enables me to make slow-cooked dishes in a fraction of the time. There are scores of delicious stews and casseroles that I believe I had no time to prepare at the end of a working day, from Indian butter chicken to Italian chickpea soup, which are now back on my table, all because of this gadget. It's my hunch that the future of food is not to be found in perfect balance of nutrients so much as better ways of cooking. How much happier we might all be if we spent less time obsessing about whether we've eaten enough protein today, the clue, yes, you have, and more times inventing new ways to cook carrots. Thanks to you, Miss Wilson. Join the crowd. The Aldi grocery chain is the latest to offer home delivery to shoppers in Durham and Raleigh. The service will use Instacart to facilitate the online shopping and delivery. This is the same delivery service used by Food Lion, Publix, Costco, and several other national grocery chains. According to a news release from Aldi, groceries can be delivered in as little as an hour. Users will register at the Aldi site and fill their cart online, then select the time frame for their delivery. There's a $10 minimum order required for all deliveries. First-time Instacart shoppers in the area are being offered $10 for the off on their first three Aldi orders of $35 or more with the code Aldi Delivery 446, and all that's in capital letters. If you've already used Instacart with Food Lion or Publix, this discount won't work for you. Aldi delivery charges are determined by a number of factors, such as how quickly you need your order, the total cost of your order, and your location. According to Aldi, orders over $50 with a window of within 1 hour will typically have a fee of $5.99. A time frame of 2 to 5 hours would have a delivery fee of $3.99. There's also an Instacart Express membership that costs $99 per year, 14-day free trial, that gives you free delivery on orders $35 and up. In the Durham-Raleigh market, Aldi said he is making a $17 million investment to remodel stores to make room for new products and stay competitive in an increasingly crowded grocery market. To date, 12 of 13 of the remodels in Raleigh-Durham area have been completed. They announced they would expand their selection of fresh, organic, and easy-to-prepare options by 40%. We've run out of time for today's episode of Thought for Food. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Bob Kruger, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. So long until next time. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. And this reminds me, with Thanksgiving, my son-in-law says the greatest thing about Thanksgiving is leftover turkey and sandwiches. And I've seen some recipes for sandwiches that included not only turkey and cranberry sauce, but also mashed sweet potatoes. So use your imagination and make a great sandwich and take advantage of all of these items that are available. Until next time, why, enjoy that sandwich and enjoy your holiday.